All right, everyone. Help me welcome a former NBA center known to help the Warriors capture the 2015 NBA championship, the first title in the franchise history in 40 years, Festus, and I want to make sure I say this correctly, Ezeli.
Yes, ma'am.
What a beautiful name. Welcome to Sonoma Raceway. How has your day been?
Today has been, I feel like a kid in a candy store. I have seen all these racing movies, and I got to be in the car today for the first time, and incredible. Fast cars, incredible skill. Even when we were riding around the track, I thought he was going to hit the wall a couple times, but these guys are pros, and I'm really happy to be here.
So today you have the honor of being the pace car driver.
Oh, yeah.
Did you pick up any tips?
Yeah, you know, I was a little disappointed that I only have to go 40 miles an hour because I thought they were going to tell me to just let loose. But it's okay. I'll try to hold myself back a little bit. My guy, what was his name that was just helping us? James? Jesse. Jesse was just helping us, and he was teaching me. He's going to be there in my passenger seat to make sure I'm following all the rules.
Was this the driver Jesse Love?
Jesse is not a driver. No, he's the.
Oh, Chase. Huh?
No, the guy who's the director. He's like the assistant. He's gonna be in my passenger seat in the pace car. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah. I was like, all right, that's awesome. If you had a driver in there.
I also had Chase Briscoe take me around. He was going to 120. I was like, yo, this is amazing.
I love it. You said your first time. This is your first race ever.
This is my first race. I came some years ago, but I only came for like 30 minutes once before. So this is my real first race. And as somebody who's an ambassador of the Bay Area in general, obviously I played sports here, but I love to see everything that the Bay has to offer. And the fact that we have this just 45 minutes away from San Francisco, I want people to know about this. You know, I know that there's young kids who love to have sports, have something that they're interested in. I have a nephew who loves cars, every kind of NASCAR he has. So I wanted to bring him this morning, but 8 o'clock was a little too early for him. And he had a birthday party he had to go to.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Next time.
You have plenty more action up ahead. What has been the biggest standout piece, though, so far today that you're like, wow, this is incredible?
You know, I'm just really impressed with how much technology goes into these cars and everything. There's this notion I had in my head when they say stock cars. I just thought everybody had the same car and they're just racing. But there's so much technology, so much feedback. Even just now, we were just in the garage and I was looking at the officials, making sure that nobody cheats. They're going through all the details of the car. So details are something that I love, especially being a basketball player, understanding how, you know, there's a driver, yes, and he has to hone his skills, but even the people in the pit crew, everybody, there's 8 seconds is really good for them. So they're trying to hit their marks. So they're practicing their part. There's chefs who are there. There's a whole team of people that make this thing happen. And I think when you see all that, then you're more invested as a fan, which is what I am now.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to hear you're having a good time.
Absolutely.
Any questions from the room?
I want to ask y'all questions. What are the tips I need to have? It's my first race as a fan. How can I be the best fan I can be today? How can I win MVP as a fan today?
I think you're doing it.
Man, yeah, you're
the
there.
Car.
Vern, what's your answer? Talk to me.
Be yourself.
Be myself?
Be Fezzy Fell.
So I can just take off in the race car.
But just soak it in, man. I mean,
no,
it's a fan experience. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah, this is really, really fun. I don't know if any of y'all are having as much fun as I am right now, but I'm having a lot of fun right now.
Festus, KUCU 916 in Sacramento. We know you went to Jesuit High School. And,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm still shocked to hear you didn't play basketball at Jesuit in high school. You know, explain your journey there and obviously the racing. Do you want to go faster today then? Are you ready for that speed?
Well, as someone who – I never got to play ball in high school. And I got cut from my high school team at age 15. Crazy thing about the story is at age 25, I'm hoisting an NBA championship trophy. So my story is crazy. I can go fast, okay? So that's how I went fast in that part of my life. And going fast on the track here is just another part of that. So I really enjoyed being here. I enjoyed talking to Chase Briscoe. His story is also crazy. Like, he was sleeping on couches before he started doing this. He started doing this, I think, I want to say 2017. And in 2021, he's a pro, and he's here on the racetrack. So these stories I resonate with so much, and one of the reasons why I share the stories that I do is because I want people to understand, like, when you see greatness, when you see these amazing things happening around us, they don't just happen. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and even here, like, all the media members, everybody's putting in their work in their different spaces. So I just want to share those stories.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pez. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Festus, you are very versatile in what you kind of dip your toe in, from Festus Feast to travel to also being a basketball player. And then you see Michael Jordan kind of the same way, you know, played baseball, obviously basketball legend, but now he's in NASCAR with his own team, 2311. What do you think about the NBA NASCAR kind of crossover there? And, you know, what does that kind of say about, from your perspective, Michael Jordan?
I'm not going to lie. I'm really surprised at the diversity here in NASCAR, because when I think about it, or when I've ever thought about it in my life, I've only thought about it a certain way. So coming in today, obviously with Michael Jordan being a part of it, you know, just that greatness being here makes me as a basketball excited to be here, one, but also to see that this game is growing. And the more it continues to grow, like, I'm excited. I said earlier about my nephew, CJ. Like, I hope that his love for cars leads him here to the racetrack someday as a driver. But like I said, the crossover between basketball and NASCAR is just one of the many crossovers that I see. I saw one of the guys had a sponsorship for a furniture store on his car, you know, and that for me was really cool to see that all the different worlds still come together right here in NASCAR, and it's a beautiful thing when you collaborate.
Any more questions from the group here? Yes, sir.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Going anywhere. So I would in your tour of interviews with drivers, I would, because he'll look up at you, but not much.
So what I want to know is, who's the tallest person who has ever been in a NASCAR car, first off, because it was really cramped in there as a passenger. But every one of these cars is custom made to the person. I'm sure my car would be extra, extra long. It'd probably be like a Rolls Royce or something. I got to sit in the back and all the things. But it's really cool that it's almost like a spaceship. Like, every car is customized to one person. That's your car. And you have to maximize whatever the thing is in that car. So there's something about that, even as an athlete, that I resonate with. The fact that you have this thing. You learn your car. You know your car. And you have your teammates and your crew. And y'all figure out a way to go win this race.
I did a quick search, because I wanted to know what the answer to that was.
Please tell me it's me.
I mean, yeah, I think you would be the tallest driver here today for sure. The tallest NASCAR driver was Buddy Baker, who was 6'6".
6'6"? That's it? Oh, I'm going to get my license right now. I can be the tallest guy. I can break the record right now.
And then underneath that, active driver that will be racing today is Carson Hocevar, who is 6'4".
Wow.
So. Little bit of height fat.
So when I was walking all through everything, like, even I was in the trailer just now, it was not built for a tall person. So I think you guys are going to have to change the infrastructure around here when I become a racer, okay? Right,
listen, we can get you your own hauler that's tall enough.
That's
for
what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yes, sir, in
the back. Festus over here. What's up, Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation for BetSports Media. Going back to your comment about how you were surprised about the diversity that's involved here with NASCAR, what would your message be to people that are a little bit timid or potentially afraid of showing their fandom or coming to a race?
It's fun over here. It's really fun. And everybody has been super kind and nice to not just me, to everybody that I'm here with. And I'm loving seeing the diversity, but the diversity doesn't just happen. Like, people actually have to come to the races. And I'm happy that I get to share these stories. I have my camera crew here with me. And I hope that people get to see this, And because of that, they're excited to come to Future Races. Yeah. I saw you in the back nodding. As soon as I said diversity, you were like, yeah, tell them. Yeah, well said. I got you.
Are there any more mountains for you to climb?
Oh, what? I'm just starting. Listen, when I stopped playing basketball, I was just so excited about how big the world was. I think the world is vast. There's so many things for me to learn. When you're great at one thing, you learn how to do one kick 10,000 times, and you're focused on that one thing. So when I had to retire from basketball, like, I was worried about what I was going to do next. But the crazy thing about it is, since then, there's so much more to do. Like, the fact that I'm doing media now, I'm learning from the greats like Aaron Wilson right here and Vern Glenn. But the fact that I get to do media, the fact that I get to travel the world, I'm somehow now a foodie for some reason. It's just, there's so much that we can do in this world. And I want to show not just basketball fans, I want to show kids that too. Because for me, I never thought that this was my path. My initial path, I was going to be a doctor. And basketball happened to fall in my lap because I'm tall, a black kid that's tall. Basketball is usually the path. But I want to show people that there's so much more that you can do in this world, and it doesn't just have to be what everybody sees for you.
Well said. Any more questions from the group?
Mic drop.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us here. We hope you have a great time today, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you.
Good luck in the pace car.
I was a little nervous about these questions. Thank you, guys.